Nevada Clark County election official won't investigate fraud allegations until post-election. By Hannah Blow on November 9, 2020. Nevada Clark County Registrar of Voters, Joe Gloria, said his office has received allegations of voter fraud but will not investigate them until post-election. "We do have some reports that have come in that we're logging for reporting. But we're definitely going to do an investigation, and we'll deal with them once the canvass is finished," Gloria, pictured, said during a Saturday press conference in response to questions involving potential voter fraud. However, the investigation will not start immediately. "The votes are in the system at this point, so we'll have to after the election. Post-election, go after anything that's been reported at this time," he added. Clark County asked for proof. "We have presented proof. But they won't get around to investigating until after the election," the Nevada GOP remarked. Last week, Gloria claimed he was not aware of any improper ballots that are being processed in his county, which is responsible for the lion's share of ballots in the state. On Thursday, the Nevada GOP announced its legal team sent a criminal referral to Attorney General William Barr, R., regarding at least 3,062 instances of voter fraud. "We expect that number to grow substantially. Thousands of individuals have been identified who appear to have violated the law by casting ballots after they moved from NV," the Nevada GOP claimed. The following day, a firm representing Donald J. Trump for President Incorporated sought public records from the Clark County Election Department as part of Trump's greater challenge over election integrity in key battleground states. A poll worker and employee of the Clark County Election Department, in a sworn affidavit, recently detailed alleged instances of nefarious behavior in relation to both the processing and filling out of ballots. The whistleblower claimed individuals who wanted to register to vote but did not have proper ID were instructed to make appointments with the DMV. After showing proof of their appointment, not an ID, they were given a provisional ballot. Poll workers were then instructed to add 2000 to the DMV confirmation number and put it where the driver's license ID number was supposed to go when we filled in the registration form on the line, per the affidavit. The whistleblower also personally witnessed two people handing multiple unopened mail-in ballot envelopes to two other people who then opened and filled out the ballots against the side of the Biden/Harris van. The same two people who marked the ballots then put the marked ballots in official pink and white envelopes. "These individuals were not poll workers," the affidavit reads. The whistleblower added that individuals formed a human wall in an apparent attempt to conceal the act.